Okay, so I'm playing my second course of the day. I'm playing at West Millbrook Disc Golf Course. I just played hole number one. It seems to be a fairly crowded course. There's a guy in front of me and a group of three in front of him, so it'll be probably slow going, so I thought I'd just go ahead and do another podcast. Who cares? Hole number one, I freaking bogeyed. I had an okay drive, and then I just muffed my second shot and left myself too far and didn't make the thing. It's still pretty windy, so anyway, hole number two looks fairly short. 213 is what I think it is, something like that. I guess I'll play my mid-range, so here we go. All right, so I just played holes number two and number three. Hole number two, had a decent drive, I guess. Peeled it too far off to the left, had the right distance, but had to negotiate a tree to get a par. Yeah, but on hole number two, as I'm sitting there waiting, guy freaking got a ace on hole number one, but they don't look like they're playing any further, so I don't know if they're just screwing around, trying to play, what do you call it? Maybe they're just throwing that one as a last resort, and they just finished the round, or what? The guy that was in front of me skipped hole number three, to, I think, avoid the threesome that was in front of him instead of doing that. And so now I got the threesome in front of me, which is fine. I bogeyed hole number three. It was like 376. Had a really terrible drive. Wind affected it. I tried to throw my mantra, and that sucked. So I'm up to hole number four. Hole number four is fairly short. It looks like it's 241. I don't know if I should go with my TL3 or if I should go with my buzz. I'm going to go with my buzz, I think, just because hopefully it'll go straighter. And since I've been playing so many holes, so I said 18, 19, 20, I've played 21 holes already, so I should be warmed up. So maybe I can get a little extra on my buzz. So anyway, here we go. It's a fairly flat course, fairly wide open. Lots of people on it for sure. So anyway, here we go. Hole number four. All right, so I finished up hole number four, got a par on it, left myself a little short, threw the disc a little too low on my drive, so maybe it would have been better to throw the TL3. Hole number five is a beast of a hole. You're playing next to a creek on your left, and then you have a tunnel shot where it's not very obvious where in the world you're supposed to put it. I guess it'd be better if you were a left-handed thrower so you could kind of bend it around. Tunnel shot, a lot of hedge trees. You have a little creek to get over, but there's like woods in front of you. It's, I think it says it plays 334 feet. No, I think it's actually the 238 feet, which it says it's like a slight dogleg to the left, but a very difficult shot. I'll be lucky if I can get out of this with a bogey, I think. I think I'm going to have to throw a forehand in the tunnel, which I'm not very accurate with, just to kind of get it somewhere where I can have a look at getting it up and down. It would take a miracle to get a birdie on this shot, I think. So anyway, here we go. Hole number five. All right, so I double bogeyed hole number five, which I should have gotten at least a bogey. Screwed up on my first shot. The forehand was not going. I should have just thrown a putter and gotten it across the little creek bed, but instead I didn't even make it past that, and so that sucked. Let's see, second shot, put it somewhere. My third shot was pretty decent, which is not saying much because that was to go for bogey, and then I muffed the putt. Hole number six, had a very decent drive, probably had a 25 footer, 20 footer, something like that for birdie. Muffed it again, so parred that one. So I'm up to hole number seven, which is hole number six was like 246, I think, to the hole. It was kind of a hidden hole behind some trees, so you kind of wanted to bend it in. I threw my TL3, and if I think I would have committed just a little bit more to the throw, probably would have gotten a birdie. But anyway, I left myself with a little bit lengthier of a putt than I am comfortable with. So I'm up to hole number 7, which looks like it's probably 275 or something like that. Can't quite tell. Fairways are kind of close to each other on this one, which is a little unfortunate. Yeah, it's a fine course. There's some wetlands around here. It's starting to warm up. All the clouds have burned off, so I might lose this sweatshirt. I'm getting a little kind of hot. Need to also get something to eat. It looks like there's a guy fishing over there. Oh, maybe he's trying to fish for a disc. Ooh, that sucks. Yeah, a little wetland area, I guess, that you can get involved with. Yeah, so it looks like the threesome in front of me just finished up hole number 7. So I got the right of way to go ahead and throw this. There is a tree that protects the hole just a little bit. It's about 25 feet in front of it or so. You can probably play to the left or the right of it. I'm going to try to play to the right of it and spin it in and see if I can't get a birdie. So here we go. It's a beautiful day, by the way. I think it was like probably around 50 or something like that when I started. It's probably getting to 55, 56, something like that now. So great day to throw a disc. Yeah, that's all I got. All right, so totally muffed the drive on hole number 7. I think playing those first 18 holes already and then playing this one. Arm's a little tired, probably. Maybe the wind might be... it's all excuses, though. Hole number 8, I think it was, 300 or 400 feet or something like that. I parred that. Pretty wide open hole, not too difficult. I'm up to hole number 9, I believe. I got a little turned around after 7. It was difficult to figure out where hole number 8 was. I guess I could have just looked at my UDisc app. It looks like hole number 9 is playing the 306 position, which is a little awkward because I think that's right where the wetlands are. So I kind of want to play to the left, I guess, of that. So this is a lot more challenging course than I thought it was going to be because it said it was intermediate to beginner course. And it seems more like it's intermediate to good. I don't know. I'm sure like a professional wouldn't have any problems with this, but like hole number 5, that was a bear of a hole trying to get it through. It's not laid out quite as well as Oak Park, I don't think. It just doesn't seem like... It seems like the fairways are a little too close together. So that's just my opinion. Which, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one and they all stink. Anyway. Hole number 9. Here I am. All right. So, just played hole number 10. Definitely getting a little tired. Maybe the wind got it. I don't know. I'm still making a lot of excuses, aren't I? I threw it into the, the wetlands. And so I tried to get out my, retriever thing that, Trees Bane got me one year for Christmas, and that thing did not work. So I just took my shoes off and did the walk of shame out into the water. So I took a penalty stroke on that. I didn't throw it from the water. And so I ended up getting a bogey on that. I'm up to hole number 11. Hole number 11 is a tunnel shot. You're kind of playing close to that creek I mentioned earlier. I don't even see the basket. It's a very much tunnel shot. Wow. Okay, now I see the basket. This is tough. Hats off to you, Wichita. I kind of came here because I saw that it said intermediate to beginners, and I was like, oh, good. Maybe I can get some birdies, you know, that kind of thing. Try to make myself feel better after throwing no birdies at Oak Park. And instead, I'm like playing worse at this whole course. So I'm sure it's a combination of factors. But anyway, it's a good time getting out on the course at any rate. So it looks like it's a 303 wooded tunnel shot. I don't know if this is really a par 3, but hats off West Millbrook disc golf course. You're tough. So here we go. I think I'm at like 6 over after 10, something like that, and I was 6 over at Oak Park. So definitely having a harder time with this one. Oh, well.
Here we go.
All right, so 11 went just as well as I thought it was going to go. For the first time in a long time, I took a mulligan. I hit a tree about 7 feet in front of me, or maybe 10 feet, whatever it was. And after sticking my feet in the water, I decided, you know what? I deserve to take a mulligan. And so I took the putter out of my pocket and put through the mid-range. Didn't have much luck. So I ended up screwing that hole up all to hell. Got two over, got a five, pleading the fifth. But I'm talking about it. It's weird. And then, miracle of all miracles, hole number 12 at West Millbrook Disc Golf Course. Didn't ace it, no. But I did finally get a birdie for the day. So, after playing 30 holes, I finally found a way to get one under. Had a little lengthy putt, been missing a lot of those tweeners. Finally hit one, so yay. So, I'm up to hole number 13, which is, I think, a 259 feet. I think I'm gonna bust out my TL3 on this one. I threw the buzz, and I think the last one was about 246 or something like that. I'm still a little bit short, so I'm playing into the wind. I'm a little worried about it's gonna go high. My arm angle has not been perfect. I've been throwing a lot of hyzers that I don't mean to be hyzers. So, just gotta keep fighting through it. But I am a little inspired by myself. A little inspired that I got a birdie. Been hard to find today. So maybe I can make these two in a row. Wish me luck. All right, worked my way up to hole number 15. Hole number 13, I had a birdie look, but didn't make it. A little short, a little too much trees in the way. But I parred it. And it's right by the creek. I mean, it's a scary shot. You don't want to put too much on it or else you'll end up in the water, which I've already done that once today. Hole number 14 is an elevated hole, which I'm not a big fan of, but whatever. I had a decent drive. It was too lengthy to really go at the basket, so I kind of did an in-between and gave myself an easy layup for par. Hole number 15 plays, I'm sure you could hear some cars in the background. You're playing away from that. There's some a row of cedar trees on your left. It's dead away. It looks like it's probably either 290 or 382. It's hard to say. There's a little grove of whispery trees. So it's kind of a narrow window to try and fly it. I guess I'll go with the TL3. It looks like there's a lake or something behind it, so I'm not too worried about hitting that. All right, here we go, hole number 15 at West Millbrook Disc Golf Course in Wichita. I gotta say, I have not spent a ton of time in Wichita, Kansas. I think it's a smaller town than it really is. It's the biggest city, technically, in Kansas. It's a long ways away. My old band played here a few times at Kirby's Beer Store, and that's a freaking cool place. I don't really have a good layout of the city itself, so I'm relying so much on Google Maps to get around stuff like that. I guess it kind of reminds me of like Oklahoma City. I think it's not quite as big as Oklahoma City though, for sure. Yeah, but so far it's been a very nice day. I gotta go pick up Sweet Lady Jingles at 3:30, so I think I'm gonna go grab some food after this. Fuel up the car on for the long drive back to Kansas City. So that's where I am, in case you were wondering, which will probably just be me listening to this, but whatevs, whatevs, whatevs. All right, so hole number 15, I think it was in the long position. I don't remember what the distance was. It was over 300, maybe 380 or something like that. And I bogeyed it. Had an okay drive, hooked it too far much to the left. I think I'm just hyzering almost everything. And then had a sloppy second shot with my putter. Left myself very lengthy putt. I hit the bottom of the basket, which I think I've done that probably three or four, maybe five times today. which is unfortunate because obviously that would have lowered my score. Hole number 16 was a short hole you play over like a watery bog type thing. Short hole, I think it was like 165, but it has a bunch of trees that protect the hole. I hit one of those trees and it landed basically just for a layup for a birdie. So disappointed on 15, but happy about 16. So I'm up to hole number 17. It looks like it's about 290, something like that. So I'm gonna go at it with my TL3 and see if I can't get another birdie. And then I'll be almost done with, and I'll throw 18 and be done. So yeah, got two birdies today, so that's nice. All right, so I just finished up hole 18. I parred hole 17 and 18, giving me a 7 over for the course. And yeah, so I'm done. I'm done playing disc golf today. Played 36 holes. I think it's about as many as I've ever done in one day. This course is okay. I got a 4.2 ranking. I don't think it deserves that. I gave it a 3. It's not just because I didn't shoot well, but it's the fairways are too close together. I don't know, like hole number 5 was just like, feels like you're Luke Skywalker looking into the cave, and you're worried you're gonna see Darth Vader. Yeah, it's okay. It was a little windy today, that probably threw, that was made some of my shots, which are usually a little bit more forgiving, a little worse. So that's that. I think I'm gonna hit Quick Trip, get some fuel for the ride home, and then maybe stop and get something to eat, maybe watch KU play, probably lose to Baylor. Try to get a little closer to wherever Sweet Lady Jingles conference is, and then pick her up and head home. Hopefully the kids haven't destroyed the house. So this is Mr. Paul Jingles. I am out of Wichita.